Well, good morning, everyone. This is Shelly McCombs, and welcome to the Mojo Call. So I'm super excited to be on this morning. This is my second Mojo Call, so super exciting. For those of you that don't know me, or even if you do know me, I'm just going to share a quick version of my story. I was a high school math teacher for 24 years, and I left teaching a few years ago to pursue entrepreneurship, and I opened two small businesses in my town here of Marion, Ohio. And in both of my businesses, I see clients. And so when I see clients, I get paid. And when I don't see clients, I don't get paid. And, you know, this global pandemic has affected all of us the last year and a half. And so last March of 2020, you know, a lot of things were shut down, including both of my businesses. I'm a single mom with two young kids. My kids are 10 and 11. And so I went from two streams of income to zero. I have none. And I'm so grateful that Regional Director Chastity Leonard introduced me to this business. And holy cow, is she a rock star, right? And I'm so grateful that she introduced me to this business and introduced me to Mrs. Donna Perkins and Mrs. Leanne Gabriel and, you know, Mr. Oren Solomon, all the amazing leaders on our team. And I'm just so grateful for this business. But so I'm so honored to be on the Mojo Call. Mrs. Gabriel asked me a couple weeks ago, you know, to do the Mojo Call this morning. And of course I said, yes, you know, I know she's not my boss, but you don't say no to Mrs. Leanne Gabriel when she gives you an opportunity, right? So I was super excited to do this. And then actually something happened last weekend and it kind of changed my plans. And I wasn't going to do the call this morning. And so here's what happened. Over the weekend, my son, who's 10, didn't get to play tackle football last year because of COVID. Okay, they canceled the season. So this is his first year of tackle football. And so he's super excited. And, well, they had their first scrimmage this past weekend, and he broke his wrist. So we went to the emergency room, our local emergency room, and, you know, got confirmation that it was broken. And they put him in a soft cast, and we have to follow up with an orthopedic doctor. And so we're doing that this morning, actually. So that's why there was a conflict, and I wasn't going to do the Mojo Call because my son had this accident, right? But my son has actually inspired me with this injury, and I'm going to share that story with you guys. And I told Mrs. Gabriel, I said, you know, at first I told her, hey, I can't do the Mojo Call. I have to take my son to see an orthopedic doctor that morning. And we are en route right this minute. I did pull over. I'm not driving, so don't panic. I did pull over to do the Mojo Call here this morning. But my son and I are literally en route to Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. So that's what we're doing this morning. But so, you know, I told Mrs. Gabriel, though, I said, you know what, my son has inspired me, and I'm doing this Mojo Call. So, yeah, so let me tell you what's going on here. So here's why my son has inspired me, his little 10-year-old self. He's such a special soul. You know, I started talking to him and asking him. We were talking about the Mojo Call last night, and I said, honey, tell me about, like, you know, your first scrimmage. You were so excited, right, this past Saturday. And he's like, yeah, I was super excited. And I said, you know what? It's just like when I started ACN a year ago. Like, it's, you know, it was so new. You know, I'd never done it before. It was super exciting. You know, I was ready for this new opportunity. And, you know, so I was asking him, so tell me, like, what went into, you know, getting ready for this first scrimmage. And he's like, well, you know, we had to practice. We did training. Like, he actually used that word. I'm so impressed with him. He's like, you know, we studied a playbook. Yeah, they're 10, I know. But we studied a playbook. You know, he's like, we did conditioning. We do team building. You know, we build, like, friendships. You know, we have to work on our mindset, you know, and get excited and be positive. And I was like, oh, my gosh, son, this is so amazing. Like, that's exactly what we have to do in ACN, right, to prepare to do this business. We have to practice the presentation, right? We have to practice the slides. We attend trainings, don't we? We have to go through trainings. I mean, they're not required, but they certainly are going to help you be a better player in ACN, right? We do team building. We read scripts, right? My son's a quarterback, so he actually wears the wristband, you know, with the plays on it. I mean, I have index cards in my office where I write like little scripts so that when I'm talking to someone and maybe I get nervous, I don't forget what to say, you know? And we work on our mindset, right? That's one of the key slides. This is the first slide in the training that we do on every Saturday morning. And then we have to get excited and stay positive. So I was like, oh my gosh, there's such a, you know, parallel here in what we do. And then I was like, okay, son, so tell me like how you got ready that day. Like, you know, didn't you get dressed in something special? And he's like, well, yeah, I had to wear my uniform with my jersey, you know, and my pads and my helmet, you know, and he's got his lucky socks and he's ready for action. And I was like, oh my gosh, son, that's so funny because when I get ready for a Zoom, you know, I get dressed, well, you know, from the waist up and kidding, guys, I'm kidding. But, you know, we get dressed for a Zoom, right? I'm a lady, so I do my makeup. I put on some cute earrings, and I'm ready for action, right? So then I was asking him, you know, well, what happened when it was actually game time, you know, and you had to go into the game Saturday? And I was like, were you nervous? And he said, no. I'm telling you, this little 10-year-old of mine just super impresses me. So I was like, wow, you know, when I go to make action, you know, or make my calls in ACM, I still get a little nervous. And, you know, he just said he was super excited. And so, you know, the game started and he started making some passes and he was handing the ball off and he had, you know, a great pass and a great reception to a teammate. And then he got hurt. And I was like, well, gosh, you know, son, how were you feeling when that happened? You know, when you got hurt, obviously, you know, it literally hurt physically, right? But I'm like, how, you know, what were your emotions? How are you feeling? He was like, I was sad. I said, I know. And then what happened when you came to show me your injury, you know? And I said, we're going to have to go to the emergency room. He's like, well, you know, I was scared. And I said, yeah, of course you were. Because, you know, it's scary, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, how bad is this injury? And I said, you know what, son, your scrimmage is a lot like my business, my ACM business. You know, I have to get up the courage to go play the game, right, to make my phone calls. It's like him making passes, you know. And, you know, so I'm making phone calls, I'm making texts. And, you know, we get no's, right? And taking a no is kind of like taking an injury, or it can be. And even though it doesn't physically injure us, you know, it can injure our spirit. And, you know, sometimes that can shut us down and we feel sad and defeated, right? So I was like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, so cool how I can relate to my son, you know, with this injury in my business. And, you know, so we went to the emergency room, you know, the doctors confirmed that his wrist is fractured and, you know, they put him in a soft cast. It's temporary. So we're going to find out today what's going on. But, you know, then we went home and, you know, we got him some Tylenol, he took a warm bath, and he got a good night's sleep. And you're going to be amazed at what happened the next day. Come Monday, I picked him up after school, and he goes, Mommy, it's time for basketball, isn't it? And I was like, what? Son, you have a broken wrist. Like, what? He goes, I know, but we have basketball, right? Now remember, he injured his arm in football. But my son also does basketball once a week while he's also playing football. So, I mean, the kid's active, right? Well, I was just so impressed with him. And I'm thinking, okay, you're not going to be able to do some of the drills. You're not going to be able to do, you know, some of the passing. And but he wanted to go to basketball and work on his skills. And I was so just, I was concerned as a mother, but, you know, my heart was just so proud of him. And so we went to basketball, and I thought, you know, we'll just stay for a little bit. He can talk to his coach, you know, show him his injury. I think that was part of it. You know, you got to show off your injury a little bit to your friends and your coaches. But my gosh, that boy played basketball the entire time. With one hand in a cast and the other one, he was doing dribbling drills. He was doing shooting drills. He was doing layups and reverse layups. I mean, the kid worked as hard or harder than he's worked all summer on his basketball game. I was so impressed. And he did not let that injury, you know, the fact that he was hurt, stop him. He worked harder than ever before. And I was like, gosh, you know what? When we get injured, when our spirit is injured in ACM, you know, you need to do what my son Owen did. Take a warm bath, take a hot shower, whatever you like to do, drink some herbal tea, right? Get a good night's sleep. And do you know what? Get up tomorrow ready to tackle your day with enthusiasm, right? Gosh, this kid is so impressive. So, you know, I just have to say that I'm so proud of my son. He really inspires me, and that's really just, you know, a gift from God. And, you know, if you don't have children of your own, you know, take a little inspiration from my son, because he has certainly inspired me. And, you know, just remember that even when your spirit is broken, you know, it's okay. Just get a good night's sleep. You know, go eat a little bit of candy if you're stressed. Go get yourself some ice cream, you know, but wake up the next day and just get ready to tackle it and start all over, because, you know, our broken spirit isn't permanent. It's temporary. And so that's my definition of perseverance with my son. It's rising from failures, overcoming adversity, and never giving up. And the last time I did a mojo call, I shared with you guys a prayer that I say with my kids. And so I actually asked my son, because he is sitting right here in the car with me, if he would say our morning prayer. Now, you know, Mr. Solomon talked about praying yesterday and that his father encouraged him to pray. And I encourage my kids to pray, you know, so I hope they're doing that on their own. All I can do is pray that they are, right? But there's also a prayer that my kids and I say every morning when we're on our way to school, or, you know, when we get up and we start our day. And it also goes to show you guys, you can pray anywhere, okay? Pray in the car. It's okay. Sometimes that's the best time to talk to God. But so we're going to share our morning prayer with you here, and then I got to get on the road and get this kiddo to Children's Hospital. So you guys have a blessed morning, and we're going to leave you with this prayer. Are you ready, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for this beautiful day.
Thank you for this beautiful day.
Please walk with us and protect us.
Please walk with us and protect us.
Please use us to inspire others.
Please use us to inspire others. Help us get smarter, stronger, and better.
Help us get smarter, stronger, and better. Thank you, God. Amen. So you guys, go be an inspiration to others. Let God use you to inspire others, because I promise you that you are inspiring others, whether you realize it or not. Have a blessed day, everyone. Bye-bye.